Track 4, 40 Steps.
Well, here we are on the little bridge at a place everyone calls 40 Steps. Why was it called 40 Steps? Ozzy, go and count the number of steps, and then we'll have the answer. Go on, off you go. This was once an important little road, not used by cars or anything like that. Oh no, long before those times. It was in the days when everything was carried on horseback or mules. Indeed, there were once what were called pack horses, small horses fastened together like a little train, all carrying things that people needed. You always knew when they were coming because you could hear their bells. Yes, hear their bells. Now, just a little bit of Barlick magic. Now, can you hear them coming? Local handloom weavers around Barnoldswick would take their cloth to Gillian's mill on the horse. Later on, this little path was also used by people early in the morning to get to work at Bancroft Mill, and it's still used as a shortcut even today. Now, where's Ozzy? Ah, here he is. Well, Ozzy, how are you doing? How many steps are there? Thirty-nine? Well, there you are, you see. 39 steps, not 40. Well done. Whilst we're still on this little bridge, have a look at the waterfall, which tells us just how important water was in days gone by. It's a little dam or weir, and it diverts water away to work a water wheel. Ooh, about 1/4 mile away on the other side of the stream. I'll just collect Ozzy first. Where are you, Ozzy? Ah, there we are. Now let's go down the little valley to Clough Mill. Are you ready? By eye of frog and hairy toad, we make our way down the road, through the wood and down the hills, soon to reach the old Clough Mill.
With your back to the little bridge, retrace your route for a few yards and turn right onto the footpath through the wood, following the stream. When you reach the information board headed Clough Park, play track 5.